It's 8:56, time now for a look at the commodities markets. Let's say good morning to Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jim.
And how are things looking up on this end of the week?
Well, we're up here this morning. We're off our highs a little bit. Just kind of a little bit of a choppy market here this morning for a Friday going into another uncertain weekend from the standpoint of weather. We'll take a look here at the markets with July corn right now at 447 and a quarter. That's up 5 and a quarter. December corn at 458 and a quarter. That's up 2 and a half. We've seen that nearby July leading the way this week and narrowing up that spread, which is typically a sign that you're seeing some real tightness in the physical commodity out in the country. And we are seeing bases, especially in the east where the corn is not planted very much, tightening up a lot here this week as well. On the soybeans, we have July beans at 891 and three quarters. That's up 3 and three quarters. And November is at 918. That's up 2 and three quarters. And on the wheat, we've kind of went to the downside here in the last 15 minutes or so. July wheat's at 532 and a half, down 3. D's at 546 and three quarters, down 3 as well. For the week here so far, we have wheat up about 28 and a half cents. We have the corn up about 22 and three quarter cents, and soybeans are up for about 31 and a half cents. So another good week with the reaction, of course, on Tuesday to the report and the drop in corn yields and corn acres, sparking quite a bit of fund buying. We've seen the funds open interest, for example, yesterday was about 36,000 on corn, 21 on beans. We've seen the funds buy about 140 to 150,000 contracts this week since that Tuesday report. So, you know, that's not an exact science, but the funds are in there buying and have changed from a really large short position to a long position now. But around estimates are around 150 to 160,000. The weather forecast is for wet weather again coming in this weekend, favoring both Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, which is where we really have some problems still as far as getting acres planted. Another system rolls through early next week. That should be more over the plains, but the Midwest and the eastern Corn Belt states will get some rain out of that again as well. So 7-day totals are pretty large, anywhere from, you see different estimates, 1.5 to 4 inches. So that keeps the market pretty much on edge going into next week, I believe.
Okay. Well, Bill Mayer, thank you very much for being with us this morning. Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing of Champaign with our opening market report today. We'll have another commodity update in about 2 hours. Looking at the weather forecast now from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, he agrees with Bill about the rain in the forecast. That's starting tonight with thunderstorms likely tonight through Sunday. For today, partly cloudy, the high 78. Southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 30 this afternoon. Thunderstorms likely with mostly cloudy skies tonight through Sunday, with a low of 61 tonight and a high of 79 tomorrow. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 9 o'clock.